know what? I'm grateful for all my friends. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for all those that take the time to actually listen to my podcast and give me feedback, actually, you know?
Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl, Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment.
I think this has to be one of the hardest episodes I have ever had to make in a very, very long time. And I think it also has to do with my mental state and where I find myself right now. It took me such a long time to record this, and I'm finally fighting with myself. And I'm telling myself that, you know what, there is no point in fighting this anymore. You have to do this. You have to do this. You have to do this. Welcome to The Last Lap. I'm your girl, Ify, right here on No Duct Tape on Jamit. I was actually thinking about this earlier and I was like, oh, I know that I owe my listeners an episode with my friend, Lindelwa. I know that she needs to come back to the show and then we need to talk about the other stuff that she's been through with friends and stuff like that. And you know what? When I was thinking about everything and I was thinking about season three and how season three is going to come about and what season three is going to be about, I was like, you know what? Let's cap season two while we were ahead, and season three is going to come back with a bang and it's going to be greater. Season two was a test out phase of me coming out and speaking to my friends about certain things. I had two wonderful friends that showed up, and then I had planned, you know, to add other friends and so forth. But, you know, things happen, life happens, we get busy and whatnot. But because of how successful season two was and how successful it was with two friends of mine, I know that season three is going to be much better. But anyway, we can't talk about a season that is not out yet. We're going to talk about The Last Lap. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to yet another season of No Duct Tape. It is not as easy as many people might deem it to be. Recording an episode, sitting down and having conversations with friends, doing this, doing that, it takes time. It takes effort. It takes energy. It takes everything out of you because you have to be in your space to be able to record. I remember when I was recording with Nana, she was like, yo, I'm so shy. So Nana is very vibrant. She's very nice. She's very, you know, she's out there and stuff. If you know her, you would know that, oh my gosh, she's so lively. But when you have to record with her or sit down with her and have her share certain things, she's very, very shy. She doesn't, like, I don't know, man. Like, she even indicated at some point that, like, public speaking is not her thing. And I was shocked because I was like, friend, but you get along with so many people. You talk to so many people. You laugh. You do this. You do that. You do this. But I also realized that throughout the time, I'm also not like a very vocal person. I'm not a very, very talkative person. Many people might disagree. But in the true essence of who Tsegofatso is, Ify, you will know that I'm a very shy person. I'm surrounded by very talkative people. And I think those people are the ones that pull me out of, you know, being in that space where I'm very, very quiet. When I'm not familiar with you, when I'm not comfortable with you, I isolate myself, I put myself in a box until I'm very comfortable enough to have, you know, a certain conversation with you, you know? So, yeah, I understood exactly what she was talking about. I understood exactly how she felt when we were recording. And what I learned is that I need to be able to create a space for her where she can be more comfortable. Yeah, she's my friend and we get along and we talk about so many things and we're very comfortable around one another. But, you know, when we're recording, it's a different thing because now you're moving from the actual reality of living your life at the moment
where you're waking up and you're going to take a shower, you're going to work, and then now it's like you need to sit in a moment and then you have to speak about something specific. That now that feels like you're getting into character. Getting into character sometimes might not be the easiest thing, so I get it. Anyway, I'm derailing. The last lap is just a thank you. A thank you note to my friends who contributed towards the episodes that I took. You know, whether it was giving advice and I spoke about it, whether it was sharing scripture and I shared it, whether it being on my podcast and sharing it, like, I'm so grateful. People looking at my statuses and sharing my episodes with their friends and their families, that is beautiful, man. That's really, really beautiful. You know, we try and find a craft that we enjoy and we like, and, you know, we try to run with it. There's so many things that I'm trying to figure out in my life at this moment, especially with regards to my company, my personal life, friendships, and so forth. And like I said, even when I started this episode, I was like, there's just a lot going on. There is genuinely a lot going on. This is not going to be long, but I just want to share a realization. I was actually watching a video right now, not so long ago, and obviously it was about scripture and so forth. It was speaking about Jesus and being rebaptized and all that kind of stuff, right? And there's a lady that wrote in the comments that she's Catholic and she was baptized when she was a kid. Is it possible for her to be rebaptized as much as right now she still is Catholic? And then I read another comment and it said, "You speak so well." And they were referring to the lady of the video that I was watching, the lady that was actually talking about that scripture. And it reminded me of something. I was sitting there and I'm like, you know, I love how I have conversations with my friends. There's a specific friend, Ralibuhile. Her and I, when we start speaking, it's like things just spew. And the reason why I started by saying that I saw a video on TikTok was because she was talking about rebaptizing, right? And she was also speaking about the Holy Spirit, because it indicated in the beginning that if Jesus wasn't baptized, doesn't mean that he didn't have the Holy Spirit, right? So then it tapped into something else in my brain, where it was like, I love the conversations that I have with Lipila. One day, I want to share an episode here on No Duct Tape, and I want it to be unfiltered. Like, I want to chat with my friend Lipila, and we're going to talk about anything, whatever it is that we have on our mind, and it's going to be so unfiltered, and you will hear the conversations that her and I have. I feel like that is the rawest and the most amazing conversations that I think anyone would be stoked and blessed to experience, because we don't just talk, we give each other advice, we hold each other accountable, we tap into other essence, man, that we tap into other parts. Today she called me, she said she was checking up on me, she had a dream about me, and the dream was so and so and so and so, and with the days that I've been having, it was like, okay, now I see it, or now I get it, you know. And I think that also reminded me of the purpose that I'm on this earth for, that when you're so in tune with certain people, they will come to you and they will call you out on things that they feel that, like, things that they don't agree with. And that is like the Holy Spirit discerning for them. And then I look at my podcast and I'm like, for the longest time, I've wanted to have a podcast, but for the longest time, I've been fighting having a podcast, you know? I mean, season 2... was long overdue. Like, this was supposed to be released last year already, but it's only released now. But the point is, every single thing has its own time, you know. This episode is probably going to be like a mess, because I'm like just blabbing all over the place and so forth. But I think I've learned a lot when it comes to season 2. I've learned a genuine lot, and I feel like I learned a lot in terms of my spiritual journey. I've learned a lot emotionally. I've learned a lot physically, I've learned a lot mentally, I've learned a lot financially as well, and I've learned a lot especially with my friends. Which brings me to the main aim of why we did season 2. Season 2 was based off of friendship. Whether it be a relationship with a friend, anxiety and friendship, meeting a new friend, holding each other accountable, and etc., etc. When you listen to all the episodes, you will hear that season 2 was more, for me, more cutthroat. I shared a lot more than I did in season 1. Season 1 was a testing phase. Season 2 was more refined. And now I'm just automatically looking forward to season 3, because now I know that I'll be chilling with my friends. We're going to be talking. I want to do unfiltered episodes. And who knows, man, what my mind has in store, what, you know, the journey has in store. But I just genuinely want to say thank you so much to each and every one of you that had a part in ensuring the success of this podcast from season one and season two. It was a long ride. I think my production team are just like, oh yeah, Ify takes her sweet time to do certain things. Because my goodness, this was supposed to have been done already. But I appreciate their patience. I appreciate their understanding. It's easy for a person to say, yeah, but all you need to do is take a mic and talk. No, you have to figure out what you're going to say, how you're going to say it. There comes a part where you say certain things and you're like, I don't want to share that. And then you have to discard it. Those things happen, you know? But I'm trying to learn each and every given moment that I need to take each episode. I need to record each and every episode, just one take. Whatever is on my mind, I need to put it on recording and share it. Like journaling, whatever it is that you feel in your heart, write it down and share it. That's what I'm trying to get at. And that's what I think I want to dedicate season three to. Unfiltered, uncensored, raw. Raw as can be. Having conversations. Obviously, I'm not going to share secrets. Like, my friends are not going to be telling, you know, sharing secrets. I'm probably even going to start merging like clips that I have with certain people. Like, I'm going to have a conversation with my mom and I'm going to add that to a clip on a podcast episode and so forth. Season three is going to be fun. So that's what I need you to look forward to. But this is the last lap of season two. And I'm so blessed, especially with exactly how I'm feeling right now. I'm just really, really blessed to have reached this point and say, you know what, now I have to go back to the drawing board and I need to figure some stuff out. But you know what, I'm grateful for all my friends, I'm grateful for my family, I'm grateful for all those that take the time to actually listen to my podcast and give me feedback, actually, you know. I've had instances of my aunt, for example, is like, can I listen to it? I'm like, yeah, sure, you can listen to it, because I'm very fussy. She's like, can I listen to it? I'm like, yeah, you can listen to my podcast. She's like, do you want feedback or do you want just me to listen? I'm like, no, give me feedback. She's like, criticism? I'm like, bro, in order for me to learn and to you know, get better in my craft, I need to be able to, you know, get criticism and get, you know, praises or whatever. Whatever is true needs to come. So, yeah, I don't even know. But I'm looking forward to season three. I hope you're looking forward to season three as much as I am. I really, really appreciate each and every one from Jamet that has made season two a possibility. You know, editing it and ensuring that it's as supposed to be, sounding as fresh as it sounds. I want to say thank you to my friends as well, like I said, who have been a part of it, whether sharing, whether listening, whether being on my podcast as well. I want to thank my family. You know, I want to thank God. God gave me a gift to be able to speak my mind, and the fact that it came to mind that I wanted to share something like a podcast is beautiful. It's amazing to experience. It's amazing to witness and to, you know, to be a part of. So this can only be, you know, high from this moment on. This is something that God is only going to feel from this moment on. And I wish that I can be where I need to be, where I hope to be at some point in my life. And I hope that I can take you along with me. So thank you so much for your patience. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for not giving up, because there's so many instances where people call me and be on some, okay, we're season two. And season two came, you're far late. I pray that season three will come out earlier than, you know, everyone anticipates. And like I said, there's going to be more friends. There's going to be more people. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. It's not going to be, you know, dedicated to one specific topic like friendship or whatever. It's going to be raw. Like raw. I'm going to be having conversations about stuff. And then I'm just going to be recording, and it's just going to be flowing, and it's just going to be flowing, and it's just going to be flowing. That's what I want season three to be. But other than that, thank you so much again for listening. This is the last lap right here on No Duct Tape. Jamet, thank you so much again. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your girl, Ify. I'm out.
Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No Duct Tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.